Acting solely from geography and natural resources, Mexico should be one of the wealthiest countries in the world. With access to both the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans, it should be a hub of world trade. With a topography similar to that of the United States, it should have similar prosperity. Indeed, some of Mexico's former possessions, California and Texas, now rank among the richest areas of the world. But Mexico's history has been one of poverty, political corruption, and exploitation. The 19th century Mexican historian Justo Sierra described the plight of his country.
The Mexican has never known what it means to save, has never saved anything. The middle class, both rural and urban, the farm owner, the prosperous artisan, the storekeeper, was the perpetual victim of the tax system, the eternal plotter of new revolutions, always hoping that the triumph of a new order would bring him relief. This class, moreover, was the one that suffered perpetual exploitation at the hands of the guerrilla chief, the general, the prefect, the governor. The merchant and the landowner were engaged in a desperate struggle with the government. They robbed their extortioners any way they could and cheated the law religiously, abandoning their businesses little by little to the foreigner, the hacienda, the farm, the food store to the Spaniard, the clothing and jewelry shops to the Frenchman, the mines to the Englishman. They at last took refuge en masse in the bureaucracy, that superb school for idleness and graft, which has educated our country's middle class.
To understand the tragedy of modern Mexico, it's necessary to study the wide swath that colonialism and corruption have cut through its history.